Welcome to Lanyup, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Robert Freeman, Director of Bands at West Monroe High School. Welcome. Thanks
Good
for
morning,
being here
Corey.
Today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you've got a big happening coming up for the folks of North Louisiana. This is a big deal. You've got a very privileged group coming to play. Tell me who's going to be playing here in the Twin Cities.
Well, we have the United States Navy Band from Washington, D.C. that will be stopping in Monroe, in West Monroe, and giving a concert at the West Monroe High School Auditorium as part of their national tour.
Now, this is not just, you know, the whatever, you know, Arizona Navy Band or the, you know, some Texas reserve base. No, this is the real deal. This is the D.C. Navy Band.
Right. This is the United States Navy Band. This is the premier musical organization of the United States Navy. And every branch has one, a special band that, exists in the D.C. area. And, of course, the Navy Band's primary mission is to support governmental functions and ceremonies within the D.C. area, as well as events at the White House and funerals at Arlington Cemetery, and whenever, you know, the last state funeral, I believe, the of former President Bush, the Navy Band was present and was part of the musical fabric of that funeral, being that he was a Navy veteran.
The Navy Band is made up of some of the best players in the world, and, you know, I've had a chance to sit down with some of these guys as I was coming through college. Mm-hmm. And many young folks look at a career in this group as a military option, a job.
Absolutely. This band is made up of, you know, several different bands. This is the concert band that's on tour. We hosted the United States Navy Commodores, which was the jazz band arm of the United States Navy Band last year. And there's a Sea Chanters chorus, as well as a pop group called the Cruisers, and then a country group, believe it or not. So there's about 170 members in the United States Navy Band. And so this is probably about 60 members on the stage plus support personnel. And they all come from conservatories. They come from fine universities and schools of music. Most of them have advanced degrees. They're as professional an organization as any major symphony orchestra.
And this is their job.
This is their job. They have their primary MOS is as a military musician. You know, in wartime or times of conflict, they're not going to necessarily put down their instrument and grab a machine gun or jump on a ship or something like that. Their mission is as military musicians.
I just remember when I was playing in band in college, and I had a lot of friends that went on and played in military bands, but I don't know if I knew anybody that played at this level. This is pretty big. These folks, though, travel a lot, don't they? I think 100 nights a year they're out doing shows.
Well, yes, every branch of the military that has a special band does a national tour. They slice split the United States up into five different regions, and they travel through that region, I guess, once every 5 years or 4 years. We hosted the Navy Band on their previous tour through the South, and next year will be another band from one of the D.C. groups that will come through the South. So they give about 270 performances a year and of concerts, and about 1,300 ceremonial events in the course of a year. So they're quite busy.
That is a lot of playing over
yes,
the course of a year. These jobs don't come up much, do they?
They really don't. In the same way that they're, you know, openings for a major orchestra like the Chicago Symphony or the New York Philharmonic only come open occasionally. People who get in those organizations tend to stay there for their careers. The United States Navy Band is one of those, and it's a permanent placement. You know, in the Navy and in the military, in other occupations within those branches, you can be transferred to different places. You can expect every few years to be moved. If you win or earn a spot in the Navy Band or you have a permanent placement in there, you can't be transferred. You can stay there your entire career. So it's a very coveted place. Those guys that study music and want to be professional musicians, a military musical career is a very, very viable option and a very, a steady work, if you will.
What? Tell me how it works. I know how it used to work, and the bands are a lot less, but what kind of rank do you go in if you join up with one of these groups?
As a member of one of the premier groups, you're immediately an E6, which is a musician first class is what they're called. I have a friend who was in the Navy, and he was like, man, that E6 is pretty coveted. You could work in other areas for 10 or 15 years, coming up from an E1 to get to an E6. These guys are immediately an E6.
And things like paying off your college education with the GI Bill, things like that.
Yes, they have a big federal student loan repayment thing. Sometimes there's enlistment bonuses. I'm not sure if that would happen with this United States Navy band. You know, these guys only offer when there's an opening, they'll send out a national search. Every major university and conservatory and school of music will get a flyer that says coming up in March or coming up whenever there's an opening for trumpet. And they'll hold an audition, in D.C., and probably 300 or 400 people will show up to audition for that one spot.
There are lots of bands. Not all of them are at the premier top notch, but the jobs are sought after.
Absolutely.
Even some of your local bases and local groups will have bands there and maybe not be on quite the performance schedule of these elite groups, but still lots of jobs out there.
Yes.
Why do you guys bring them to campus?
Well, as an educator, I always want to present to my students the very best experience that I can.
The United States Navy Band will be performing at West Monroe High School. Robert Freeman's with us. Robbie, when is the group at your place?
This is coming up this Monday, February the 25th at 7 p.m. in the West Monroe High School auditorium.
And do you need a ticket? How does that work?
Yeah, there's tickets are required, but they're free. And it's a way for the Navy to track attendance and keep a running count of how many people that they reach when they go on these national tours.
That's Robert Freeman, director of bands at West Monroe High School. The United States Navy Band, the big band, the DC band, will be there Monday night, 7 p.m. at the West Monroe High School auditorium. To find out more, they can call the band room. What's your number?
Yeah, call the band room, 388-4164. Email me at freeman@opsb.net. Or check us out on Facebook, the West Monroe High School Band Boosters Facebook page, and you'll see some promotions for that. And also probably KEDM Facebook page later on.
This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.